I was sheriff of this county when I was 25 years old. Hard to believe. My grandfather was a lawman. Father, too. Me and him were sheriffs at the same time, him up in Plano and me out here. I think he's pretty proud of that. I know I was. Some of the old-time sheriffs never even wore a gun. A lot of folks find that hard to believe. Jim Scarborough never carried one. That's the younger Jim. Gaston Borkins wouldn't wear one up in Comanche County. I always like to hear about the old-timers. Never missed a chance to do so. You can't help but compare yourself against the old-timers. Can't help but wonder how they'd operated these times. There's this boy I sent to the electric chair at Huntsville here a while back. My arrest and my testimony. He killed a 14-year-old girl. Papers said it was a crime of passion, but he told me there wasn't any passion to it. Told me that he'd been planning to kill somebody for about as long as he could remember. Said if they turned him out, he'd do it again. Said he knew he was going to hell. Be there in about 15 minutes. I don't know what to make of that. I surely don't. The crime you see now, it's hard to even take its measure. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I always knew you had to be willing to die to even do this job. But I don't want to push my chips forward and go out and meet something I don't understand. A man would have to put his soul at hazard. He'd have to say, okay. I'll be part of this world.
Yes, sir. I just walked in the door.
What's your situation?
Sheriff, he had some sort of thing on him, like a oxygen tank for emphysema or something. And a hose that run down his sleeve. You got me. Well, you can look at it when you get in. Yes, sir. I got it under control.
Howdy. What's this about?
Step out of that car, please, sir.
What is that?
I need you to step out of that car, sir.
What is that for?
Will you hold still, please, sir?
Hold still.
got no water? You ain't got no agua. You speak English? Where's the last guy? Ultima hombre, last man standing. There must have been one. Where'd he go? I reckon I'll go out the way I come in.
Cierra la puerta. Hay lobos.
Ain't no lobos. You stop to watch your backtrack. I'm shooting my dumb ass. But if you stop, you stopped in shade.
What's in the satchel?
It's full of money.
That'll be the day. Where'd you get the pistol?
At the getting place.
you buy that gun?
No. I found it.
Willen.
What? Quit your hollering.
What'd you get for that thing?
You don't need to know everything, Carla Jean.
I need to know that.
Keep running that mouth of yours. I'm gonna take you in the back and screw you.
Big talk.
Keep it up.
Fine. I don't want to know. I don't even want to know where you've been all day.
That'll work. Something I forgot to do, but I'll be back.
What are you gonna do?
I'm fixing to do something dumber than hell, but I'm going anyways. If I don't come back, you tell Mother I love her.
Your mother's dead, Llewellyn.
Well, then I'll tell her myself.
69 sink.
And the gas.
Y'all getting any rain up your way?
What way would that be?
I seen you was from Dallas.
What business is it of yours? Where I'm from? Friendo?
I didn't mean nothing by it.
Didn't mean nothing.
Just passing the time. If you don't want to accept that, I don't know what else I can do for you. Will there be something else?
I don't know. Will there?
Is something wrong?
With what?
With anything.
Is that what you're asking me? Is there something wrong with anything?
Will there be anything else?
You already asked me that.
Oh, well, I need to see about closing then.
See about closing?
Yes, sir.
What time do you close?
Now. We close now.
Now is not a time. What time do you close?
Generally around dark, at dark.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Sir?
I said, you don't know what you're talking about. What time do you go to bed?
Sir?
You're a bit deaf, aren't you? I said, what time do you go to bed?
Somewhere around 9:30. I'd say around 9:30.
I could come back then.
Why would you be coming back? We'll be closed.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I got to close now.
You live in that house out back?
Yes, I do.
You lived here all your life?
This is my wife's father's place originally.
You married into it?
We lived in Temple, Texas for many years. Raised a family there in Temple. We come out here about 4 years ago.
You married into it?
That's the way you want to put it.
I don't have some way to put it. That's the way it is. What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you ever lost on a coin toss?
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it?
Yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to cycle it.
Well, look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
All right. Heads, then.
Well done. Don't put it in your pocket,
sir.
Don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky quarter.
Where you want me to put it?
Anywhere, not in your pocket. Or it'll get mixed in with the others and become just a coin. Which it is.
Llewellyn? What the hell?
The Odessa.
Why would we go to Odessa?
Not we. You. You stay with your mother.
Well, how come?
Look, right now, it's midnight Sunday. The courthouse opens 9 hours from now. Someone's going to be calling in the vehicle number on the inspection plate of my truck. Around 9:30, they'll show up here.
So for how long do we have to...
Baby, at what point would you quit bothering to look for your $2 million?
What am I supposed to tell Mama?
Why don't you try standing in the door and hollering, Mama, I'm home.
Llewellyn.
Come on, pack your things. Anything you leave, you ain't gonna see again.
Well, don't fall down apologizing.
Baby, things happen. But we can't take him back.
Mind riding, bitch?
This your truck?
Uh-huh.
Got a Scroogey?
Yeah.
Who cut his tires?
Mexicans, I guess. Wasn't us. That's a dead dog.
Yes, it is. Where's the receiver?
I've got it.
These are some ripe petunias.
Hold this, please.
Want it?
You getting anything on this?
Not a bleep.
All right. Give me that.
I thought it was a car fire.
It is a car fire. Wendell said there's something in the back country, too. Up in there.
When's the county going to start paying a rental on my horse?
I love you more and more every day.
That's very nice. Be careful.
Always am.
Don't get hurt.
Never do.
Don't hurt no one.
If you say so.
Wouldn't think a car'd burn like that.
Yes, sir. We should have brought weenies.
That looked like about a 77 Ford to you, Wendell.
It could be.
I'd say it is, not a doubt in my mind.
The old boy shot by the highway?
Yes, sir. His vehicle. Man killed Lamar's deputy, took his car, killed that man on the highway, swapped for his car, and now here it is, and he swapped again for God knows what.
That's very linear, Sheriff.
Age of Platinum Man, Wendell.
Yes, sir. And there's this other.
Now, you ride Winston.
You sure?
Oh, I'm more than sure. Anything happens to Loretta's horse out here, I can tell you right now, I don't want to be the party that was aboard. It's the same tire tread coming back as going, made about the same time, too. You can see the sights real clear.
Somebody's probably the inspection plate off the door on this one.
I know this truck. Belongs to a fella named Moss.
Llewellyn Moss?
That's the boy.
You figure him for a dope runner?
Nah, I don't know. I kindly doubt it.
Okay, Corral's just yonder. Oh, hell's bells. They even shot the dog. Well, this is just a deal gone wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. Appears to have been a glitch or two.
What calibers you got there, Sheriff?
9mm. A couple 45 ACPs. Somebody unloaded on that thing with a shotgun.
How come you reckon the coyotes ain't been at him?
I don't know.
Supposedly a coyote won't eat a Mexican.
These boys appear to be managerial.
I think we're looking at more than one fracas. Execution here, Wild West over there.
It's that Mexican brown dope.
Oh, these boys is all swole up. So this was earlier, getting set to trade. And whoa, difference isn't. You know, might not even have been no money.
That's possible.
But you don't believe it.
No. Probably I don't.
Well, it's a mess, ain't it, Sheriff?
If it ain't, it'll do till the mess gets here.
Yes, sir?
I'm looking for Llewellyn Moss.
Did you go up to his trailer?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'd say he's at work. Do you want to leave a message?
Where does he work?
I can't say.
Where does he work?
Sir, I ain't at liberty to give out no information about our residence.
Where does he work?
Did you not hear me? We can't give out no information.
The way to Del Rio.
I'm gonna borrow a car from Roberto.
You can't afford one.
I don't want to register. Look, I'll call you in a couple days.
Promise?
Yes, I do.
I got a bad feeling, Llewellyn.
Well, I got a good one, so that ought to even out. So you gotta quit your worrying so much.
Mama's gonna raise hell.
Mm-hmm.
She's just gonna cuss you up and down.
Well, you should be used to that.
I'm used to lots of things. I work at Walmart.
Not anymore, Carla Jean. You are retired.
Llewellyn.
Yes, ma'am.
You are coming back, ain't you?
I shall return.
Sheriff's Department!
Look at that log.
You going in?
Gun out and up.
What about yours?
I'm hiding behind you.
Sheriff's Department!
Thank you.
I believe they done let us out.
I believe you're right.
That from the lock?
Probably must be.
So when was he here, Sheriff?
I don't know. Oh. Now that's aggravating.
Sheriff?
Still sweating.
Oh, Sheriff! We just missed him! We gotta circulate this on radio.
All right. What do we circulate?
Looking for a man who has recently drunk milk?
Ah, Sheriff, that's aggravating.
I'm ahead of you there.
You think this boy Moss has got any notion of the sorts of sons of bitches that are hunting him?
I don't know. He ought to. He's seen the same things I've seen, and it certainly made an impression on me.
Take me to a motel.
Got one in mind?
Someplace cheap.
You tell me the option.
Do what now?
You pick the option, goes with the applicable rate.
I'm just one person, so it don't matter the size of the bed.
Is Llewellyn there?
Llewellyn? No, he ain't.
You expect him?
Now, why would I expect him? Who is this?
Can I help you?
Yeah, you got a pair of Larry Mahan's, a shoulder size 11?
I'll check.
You also socks?
Just white.
Well, white's all I wear. Bathroom?
Stop. Just ride me up past those rooms.
What room?
No, just drive me around. I want to see if someone's here. Keep going. Don't stop.
I don't want to get into some kind of a jackpot here, buddy.
It's all right.
Why don't I just set you down right here and we won't argue about it?
Take me to another motel.
Let's just call it square.
Look, you're already in the jackpot, and I'm trying to get you out of it. But take me to another motel.
Lab reports from Austin on that boy by the highway.
What was the bullet?
There wasn't no bullet.
Wasn't no bullet?
Yes, sir. There wasn't none.
Well, Wendell, with all due respect, that don't make a lot of sense.
No, sir.
You said entry wound in the forehead, no exit wound.
Yes, sir.
You telling me he shot this boy in the head and then went digging around in there with a pocket knife?
Well, sir, I don't want to picture that.
I don't either.
And I freshened that there for you, Sheriff.
Yeah, I know, Rain. You better have.
Rangers in the DEA are headed back out to the scene this morning. You gonna join them?
Any new bodies accumulated out there?
No, sir.
Well, then I guess I can skip it.
Gage. You need shells?
Yeah, double O.
Yeah, we'll give you a wallop.
You all got camp supplies?
Tent poles.
Mm-hmm.
You already have the tent.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Well, you give me the model number on the tent, I can order you the poles.
Never mind, I want a tent.
Well, what kind of tent?
Kind with most poles.
Can I get another room?
You want to change rooms?
No, ma'am. I want to keep my room and get another one.
Another? Additional?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, do you have a map of the rooms?
Well, yeah, we had a sorted one.
Oh, thank you. About 38.
Well, you can have the one right next to yours if you want. Number 137, it ain't took.
No, 38 will be fine.
It's got two double beds.
Thank you.
No, no, no. How'd you find that? No, no, no.
Shouldn't be doing that. Even a young man like you.
Doing what?
Hitchhiking. Dangerous.
You know Anton Chigurh by sight, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I know him every which way.
When did you last see him?
November 28th last year.
Seemed pretty sure of the date. Did I ask you to sit?
No, sir, but you struck me as a man who wouldn't want to waste a chair. I remember dates, names, numbers. I saw him November the 28th.
Got a loose cannon here. Around a bunch of money, and the other party is out his product.
Yes, sir.
This account will give up $1,200 in any 24-hour period. That's up from $1,000. If your expenses run higher, I hope you'll trust us for it.
Okay.
Just how well do you know Chigurh?
What do you want to know?
I just want to know your opinion of him in general. Just how dangerous is he?
Compared to what? The bubonic plague? He's bad enough you called me. Yeah, he's a psychopathic killer, but so what? Just playing them around.
Killed three men in Del Rio Motel yesterday and two others in that colossal goat fuck out in the desert.
We can stop that.
Seem pretty sure of yourself. You've led something of a charmed life, haven't you, Mr. Wells?
In all honesty, I can't say the charm has had a whole lot to do with it. I was wondering.
Yes.
Could you validate my parking ticket?
An attempt at humor, I suppose.
No, I'm sorry. You know, I counted the floors of this building from the street.
And?
There's one missing.
We'll look into it.
One room. One night.
Yeah.
That'll be $26.
All righty. You on all night?
Yes, sir. I'll be right here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
This here's for you. And I ain't asking you to do anything illegal. There's someone who's been looking for me. Not police. And just call me if anyone else checks in tonight. And by anyone, I mean any swinging dick.
Just ain't no way.
need you to drive me on out of here.
Were you in a car accident?
Give you $500 for that coat.
Let me see the money.
Were you in a car accident?
Yeah.
Okay, give me the money.
It's right here. Give me the clothes.
Let him hold the money.
I'll give it here. Give me that beer, too.
How much?
Brian, give him the beer.
Quisiste volar sin alas, quisiste tocar el cielo, quisiste mucha riqueza, quisiste jugar con fuego, y ahora
médico, por favor.
A few points to remember. First of all, weigh in every day.
Any word on those vehicles yet?
Sheriff, I found out everything there was to find. Those vehicles are titled and registered to deceased people. The owner of that Bronco's been dead 20 years. Do you want me to see what I can find out about the Mexican ones?
No, Lord, no. There's this month's check.
That DEA agent called again. You don't want to talk to him?
Gonna try to keep from it much as it can.
He's going back out there. Wanted to know if you wanted to go with him.
That's cordial of you. Can I get you to call Loretta for me, tell her I'm going to Odessa to see Carla Jean Moss?
Yes, Sheriff.
I'll call her when I get there. I'd call her now, but she wants me to come home, and it's just mine.
You want me to wait till you quit the building?
You don't want to lie without what it's absolutely necessary. What is it Torbert says about truth and justice?
Oh, we dedicate ourselves daily anew. Something like that.
I'm going to commence dedicating myself twice daily. Might come to three times before it's over with. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah? You looked at your load lately?
Oh, that is a damn outrage.
When those tie-downs work loose.
How many bodies did you leave with?
I ain't lost none of them, Sheriff.
Couldn't y'all have taken a van out there?
We didn't have no van four-wheel drive. You gonna write me up for improperly secured load on me?
You get your ass out of here.
Buenos dias. I'm guessing this isn't the future you had pictured for yourself when you first clapped eyes on that money. Don't worry, I'm not the man who's after you.
I know that. I've seen him.
You've seen him? Man, you're not dead.
Was this guy supposed to be the ultimate badass?
No, I don't think that's how I'd describe him.
Well, how would you describe him?
Well, I guess I'd say he doesn't have a sense of humor. His name's Chigurh.
Sugar?
Chigurh. Anton Chigurh. You know how he found you?
Yeah, I know how he found me.
It's called a transponder.
I know what it's called. He won't find me again.
Not that way.
Not anyway.
Took me about 3 hours.
Yeah, well, I've been immobile.
No, you don't understand. What do you do?
I'm retired.
What did you do?
Welder.
Settling, MIG, TIG?
Any of it. If it can be welded, I can weld it.
Cast iron?
Yeah.
I don't mean braze.
I didn't say braze.
Pop metal.
What did I say?
Were you in NAM?
Yeah, I was in NAM.
So was I.
So what does that make me, your buddy?
Look, you got to give me this money. I got no other reason to protect you.
It's too late. I spent it. About $1.5 million on whores and whiskey, and the rest of it just sort of blew it in.
How do you know he's not on his way to Odessa?
Why would he go to Odessa?
Kill your wife.
Maybe he's the one who needs to be worried about me.
He isn't. Yeah. You're not cut out for this. You're just a guy who happened to find those vehicles. I'm across the river at the Hotel Eagle. Carson Wells. Call me when you've had enough. I can even let you keep a little of the money.
If I was into cutting deals, why wouldn't I just deal with this guy, Sugar?
Oh, no. You don't understand. You can't make a deal with him. Even if you gave him the money back, he'd still kill you just for inconveniencing him. He's a peculiar man. You might even say he has principles. Principles that transcend money or drugs or anything like that. Not like you. Yeah. He's not even like me.
No, he don't talk as much as you. I give him points for that.
Carla Jean, thank you for coming.
Don't know why I did. I told you. I don't know where he is.
You hadn't heard from him?
No, I ain't.
Nothing?
Not word one.
Would you tell me if you had?
Well, I don't know. He don't need any trouble from you.
It ain't me he's in trouble with.
Who's he in trouble with then?
some pretty bad people. These people will kill him, Carla Jean. They won't quit.
He won't neither. He never has. He can take all comers.
You know Charlie Walzer's got that place out east of Sanderson? Well, you know how they used to slaughter bees, hit them right there with a maul, truss them up, slit their throats? Here, old Charlie's got one all trussed up, all set to drain him, and the beef comes too, starts thrashing around. 600 pounds of very pissed off livestock. You'll excuse me. Well, Charlie grabs his gun there, shoots the damn thing in the head, but with all the swinging and the thrashing, it's a glance shot, ricochets around, comes back, hits Charlie in the shoulder. You go see Charlie, he still can't pick up his right hand for his hat. The point being that even in the contest between man and steer, the issue is not certain. When Llewellyn calls, just tell him I can make him safe. Of course, they slaughter steers a lot different these days. Use an air gun, shoots out a little rod about that far into the brain, sucks right back in, animal never knows what hit him.
Why are you telling me that, Sheriff?
I don't know. My mind wanders.
Hello, Carson. Let's go to your room.
You don't have to do this. I'm a day trader. I could just go home.
You could.
Make it worth your while. Take you to an ATM, there's 14 grand in it. Everybody just walks away.
An ATM?
I know where the satchel is.
If you knew, you would have it with you.
I could find it from the riverbank. I know where it is.
I know something better.
What's that?
I know what it's going to be.
Where's that?
It will be brought to me and placed at my feet.
You don't know to a certainty. 20 minutes, it could be here.
I do know to a certainty. And you know what's going to happen now, Carson. You should admit your situation. There will be more dignity in it.
You go to hell.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you something. If the rule you followed, Brigida, is, of what use was the rule?
Do you have any idea how crazy you are?
You mean the nature of this conversation?
I mean the nature of you. You could have the money, Anton.
Not in the sense that you mean.
You need to come see me.
Who is this?
You know who it is. You need to talk to me.
I don't need to talk to you.
I think you do. Do you know where I'm going?
Why would I care where you're going?
I know where you are.
Yeah, where am I?
You're in the hospital across the river. But that's not where I'm going. Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
All right.
You know she won't be there.
It doesn't make any difference where she is.
So what are you going up there for?
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you?
Nope.
I think you do. So this is what I'll offer. You bring me the money and I'll let her go. Otherwise, she's accountable. The same as you. That's the best deal you're gonna get. I won't tell you you can save yourself, because you can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you something, all right. I decided to make you a special project of mine. You ain't gonna have to come look for me at all.
The motel in Del Rio.
Yes, sir. None of the three had ID on them, but they tell me that all three's Mexicans. Was Mexicans.
There's a question. Whether they stopped being. And when.
Yes, sir.
Now, Wendell, did you inquire about the locked cylinder?
Yes, sir. It was punched out.
Okay.
You want to drive out there?
Oh, that's all I'd have looked for, and it sounded like these old boys died of natural causes.
How's that, Sheriff?
Natural to the line of work they was in.
Yes, sir.
My God, Wendell, it's just all out war. I can't think of any other word for it. Who are these people? Here last week, they found this couple out in California. They rent out rooms to old people, kill them, bury them in the yard, cash the Social Security checks. Well, they'd torture them first. I don't know why. Maybe the television set was broke. And this went on. Until here, I quote. Neighbors were alerted when a man ran from the premises wearing only a dog collar. You can't make up such a thing as that. I dare you to even try. But that's what it took, you notice. Get somebody's attention. Digging graves in the backyard didn't bring any. Oh, that's all right. I laugh myself sometimes. Ain't a whole lot else you can do.
Tell me something. Who do you think gets through this gate in the United States of America?
I don't know. American citizens?
Some American citizens. Who do you think decides?
You do, I reckon.
That is correct. How do I decide?
I don't know.
I ask questions. And if I get sensible answers, then they get to go to America. And if I don't get sensible answers, they don't. Anything about that you don't understand?
No, sir.
Then I ask you again, how you come to be out here with no clothes?
Oh, I got an overcoat on.
Are you jacking with me?
Oh, no, sir.
Don't jack with me.
Yes, sir.
You in the service?
No, sir. I'm a veteran.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir. Two tours.
What outfit?
12th Infantry Battalion, August 7th, 1966, July 2nd, 1968.
Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Get someone to help this man. He needs to get into town.
How are those Larrys holding up?
Good. I need everything else.
Okay.
You have a lot of people come in here without any clothes on?
No, sir. It's unusual.
She don't want to talk to you.
Yes, she does. Put her on.
Do you know what time it is?
I don't care what time it is, and don't you hang up this phone.
Discombobulated by no camel
foot in my own. Llewellyn?
Hey, you.
What should I do?
You know what's going on?
I don't know. I had the sheriff here from Terrell County.
What'd you tell him?
What did I know to tell him? You're hurt, ain't you?
What makes you say that?
I can hear it in your voice.
Well, look, I want you to meet me at the Desert Sands Motel in El Paso. Because I'm going to give you the money, I'm going to put you on a plane.
Llewellyn, I ain't going to leave you in the lurch.
No, look, this works better with you. Look, with you gone and I don't have the money, he can't touch me, but I can sure touch him. And after I find him, I'll come and join you.
Find who? What am I supposed to do with Mother?
You know, she'll be all right.
She'll be all right?
There ain't nobody going to bother her.
Nobody. Accounting.
He gave the Mexicans a receiver.
He felt that the more people looking...
That's foolish. You pick the one right tool.
I see. Are you going to shoot me?
That depends. Do you see me?
I always seen this is what it come to. 3 years ago, I previsioned it.
It ain't even 3 years we've been married.
3 years ago, I said them very words, no and good. Here we are, 90-degree heat. I got the cancer. And look at this, not even my home to go to. We're going to El Paso, Texas. You know how many people I know in El Paso, Texas?
No, ma'am.
That's how many.
No te acerques. No te acerques.
I didn't see my prednisone.
I put it in, Mama.
Well, I didn't see it.
Well, I put it in, that one. You just sit there. I'll get tickets in the cart for the bags.
You need help with the bags, madam.
Oh, thank God, there is one gentleman left in West Texas. Yes, thank you. I am old and I am not well.
Which bus are you taking?
Going to El Paso. Don't ask me why. It's not often you see a Mexican in a suit.
You go to El Paso? I know it. Where are you staying?
Oh.
Carla Jean, how are you?
Sheriff, was that a true story about Charlie Walzer?
Who's Charlie Walzer?
true story. I couldn't swear to ever detail, but it's certainly true it is a story.
Yeah, right. Sheriff, can you give me your word on something?
Yes, ma'am.
If I tell you where Llewellyn's headed, you promise it'll be just you who goes and talks with him? You and nobody else?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Llewellyn would never ask for help. He never thinks he needs any.
Carla Jean, I will not harm you, man. then he needs help, whether he knows it or not.
What's the problem there, neighbor?
Yep, that'll suck some power over time.
You from around here?
You're Alpine, born and bred. Here you go.
What airport would you use?
Well, airport or airstrip?
Airport.
Well, where are you going?
I don't know.
Just lighting out for the territories, huh? Brother, I've been there. Well, there's airstrips. The airport is El Paso. If you want someplace specific, you might could be better off just driving to Dallas, not have to connect. You gonna clamp in, buddy?
Can you get those chicken grates out of the bed?
What are you talking about?
Hey, Mr. Sporting Goods.
Hey, yourself.
You sport.
Yeah, it's me.
I got beers in my room.
Oh, I'm waiting on my wife.
Oh, that's who you keep looking out the window for?
Half.
What else then?
Just looking for what's coming.
Yeah, but no one ever sees that. Beer. That's what's coming. I bring your ass chest out here. You can stay married.
No, ma'am. I know what beer leads to.
Beer leads to more beer.
Llámate la policía.
Local law enforcement. I'm not on the radio.
I met his daughter at the
buy you a cup of coffee before you drive home.
No money in his room there?
Couple of hundred on his person. Those hombres would have taken the stash.
I suppose so. Though they was leaving in a hurry.
Oh, it's all the goddamn money it done. Money and the drugs. It's just goddamn beyond everything. What's it mean? What's it leading to? You know, if you'd have told me 20 years ago, I'd see children walking the streets of our Texas towns with green hair, bones in their noses. I just flat out wouldn't have believed you.
Signs and wonders. But I think once you quit hearing sir and ma'am, the rest is soon to follow.
Well, it's the tide. Yeah. It's the dismal tide. It is not the one thing.
Not the one thing.
Yeah, well, none of that explains your man, though. He's just a goddamn homicidal lunatic yet, Tom.
I'm not sure he's a lunatic.
Yeah, well, what would you call him?
Yeah, sometimes I think he's pretty much a ghost.
He's real, all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all of that over at the Eagle Hotel? Just beyond everything.
Yeah. Got some hard bark on him.
Well, that don't hardly say it. He shoots a desk clerk one day, walks right back in the next, and shoots a retired Army colonel.
It's hard to believe.
Just strolls right back into a crime scene. Now, who'd do such a thing? How do you defend against it? Yeah. Good trip, Ed, Tom.
Sorry we
couldn't help you, boy.
And back.
How'd you know I was here?
Who else would be driving up in your truck?
You heard it?
How's that?
Did you hear my... You're having fun with me.
I'd give you that idea. I seen one of the cats hurt it.
How'd you know it was my truck?
I deduced it when you walked in.
How many of them things you got now?
Cats? Oh, I don't know, several. Well, it depends on what you mean by got. Some of them are half wild, some of them are just outlaws.
How you been, Ellis?
You're looking at it. I got to say, you're looking older.
I am older.
Got a letter from your wife. She writes me pretty regular, keeping me up on the family news.
Didn't know there was any.
Told me you're quitting.
You want a cup?
Appreciate it.
How fresh is that coffee?
I generally make a fresh pot every week, even if there's some left over.
That man that shot you died in prison?
Angola. Yeah.
What'd you done? He'd have been released.
Oh, I don't know. Nothing. Wouldn't be no point in it.
Kind of surprised to hear you say that.
Well, all the time you spend trying to get back what's been took from you, more's going out the door. After a while, you just have to try to get a tourniquet on it. Your granddad never asked me to sign on as a deputy. Loretta tells me you're quitting. How come you're doing that?
I don't know. I feel overmatched. I always figured when I got older, God would sort of come into my life somehow. And he didn't. And I don't blame him. If I was him, I'd have the same opinion of me that he does.
You don't know what he thinks. I sent Uncle Max Thumbbuster and Badge over to the Rangers, putting in their museum. Did Daddy ever tell you how Uncle Mac come to his reward? Gunned down on his own porch over in Hudspeth County. 7 or 8 of them come up there, all wanting this, wanting that. Uncle Mac went back in the house to get the shotgun. Well, there's a head of him. Shot him in his doorway. Aunt Ella come out and tried to stop the bleeding. Uncle Mac all the while trying to get that shotgun. They just sat there on their horses, watching him die. After a while, one of them said something in Indian, and they turned and left out. Uncle Mac knew the score, even if Aunt Ella didn't. Shot through the left lung. And that was that, as they say.
When did he die?
1909.
Oh, I mean, was it right away or in the night or when was it?
I believe it was that night. She buried him the next morning, digging in that hard old caliche. What you got ain't nothing new. This country's hard on people. You can't stop what's coming. It ain't all waiting on you. That's vanity.
I knew this one done with. I ain't got the money. What little I had is long gone, and there's bills aplenty to pay it. I buried my mother today. Ain't paid for that neither.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I need to sit down. You got no cause to hurt me.
No. But I gave my word.
You gave your word?
To your husband.
That don't make sense. You gave your word to my husband to kill me?
Your husband had the opportunity to save you. Instead, he used you to try to save himself.
Not like you say. You don't have to do this.
People always say the same thing.
What do they say?
They say you don't have to do this.
You don't.
Okay. This is the best I can do. Call it.
I know you was crazy when I saw you sitting there. I knowed exactly what was in store for me.
Call it.
No. I ain't gonna call it.
Call it.
The coin don't have no say. It's just you.
I got here the same way the coin did.
You got a bone sticking out of your arm.
All right, let me just sit here a minute.
There's an ambulance coming. A man over yonder went to call.
All right.
Are you all right? You got a bone sticking out your arm.
What did you take for the shirt?
Oh, hell, mister. I give you my shirt. Look at that fucking bone.
I'll tie this one. Just tie it. Just tie it.
Oh, hell, mister. Look, I don't mind helping someone out. It's a lot of money.
Take it. Take it, and you didn't see me. I was already gone.
Yes, sir.
No part of that's mine, Franklin.
You still got your damn shirt.
Didn't even know what it was for.
Well, maybe, but I'm still out of shirt.
Maybe I'll go riding.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I can't plan your day.
I mean, would you care to join me?
Lord, no. I'm not retired.
Maybe I'll help out here then.
Better not. How'd you sleep?
I don't know. I had dreams.
Well, you got time for them now. Anything interesting?
There always is to the party concerned.
And Tom, I'll be polite.
All right, then. Two of them both had my father in them. It's peculiar. I'm older now than he ever was by 20 years. So, in a sense, he's the younger man. Anyway, the first one I don't remember too well, but it was about meeting him in town somewhere. He gave me some money. I think I lost it. The second one, it was like we was both back in the older times. And I was a horseback going through the mountains of a night, going through this pass in the mountains. It was cold and there was snow on the ground. He rode past me and kept on going, never said nothing going by, just rode on past. And he had his blanket wrapped around him and his head down. When he rode past, I seen he was carrying fire and a horn the way people used to do. And I could see the horn from the light inside of it, about the color of the moon. And in the dream, I knew that he was going on ahead. He was fixing to make a fire somewhere out there and all that dark and all that cold. And I knew that whenever I got there, he'd be there. Then I woke up.